Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lita Citron is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, principal of Lita 360, an international reputation management and personal branding organization. That's her background. She's internationally regarded as an expert in that area. But she's working on some other things right now, and for the fourth year in a row, she's pointing out that veterans are having a harder time than non-veterans at getting a job, and she's here to talk to us about this. Lita Citroen, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. Lita, my family, I trace my ancestors in the military back to the Revolutionary War. And my father was in World War II, and I wore the uniform of the Army for 15 years. My son's a Marine, a former Marine, or an ex-Marine, I guess they say, and he did two tours in Iraq. So veterans are very much part of my people that I care very much about. I've seen the kind of people that come out of the military. I know what leaders they can be. I know how they know about responsibility and dependability and all that. They just make great employees. Why aren't they being given the attention as non-veterans?
Well, and first, Jim, thank you for your service and your family's service, because it really is a family and a community that serves. I think the list is very long of why veterans are having a tough time transitioning to a civilian workforce, but it isn't just that the employers aren't looking at them. The veterans themselves aren't making their resume and their skills and their offer attractive to civilian hiring managers.
So it's a problem on both ends then.
It absolutely is. It's a language disconnect. Mm-hmm. If you've ever looked at a military resume, most civilians, like myself, would have no idea what that means.
What to do with that?
Well, they don't know. It doesn't translate. And I'm a big advocate of more than just demilitarizing a resume.
Right.
It doesn't translate into a value proposition.
Right. If you've been a squad leader in an infantry platoon, an infantry company. Then you shouldn't say that you're proficient in individual weapons and crew served weapons and you know how to lay in a mortar squad, an 88 millimeter mortar. It should say that you know about you have experience in leadership, you have experience in accomplishing the organization, et cetera, right?
Well, that's a great example. I mean, the skills even go deeper than that, and it goes to what that has to do with the rest of their career. And, you know, I understand the military prepares its active duty personnel to be that ready. That is the job of our military.
Yep.
It isn't to teach them how to be civilians.
That's right.
So they have a week, maybe 2 weeks of a transition program to get them civilian ready, and many of them, if not all of them, express to me that they feel completely unprepared, and they're scared. I mean, I looked in the eyes of many very highly decorated, very accomplished military personnel who say this is scarier than going into any combat situation, because at least they were prepared for that.
Right, right.
They were unarmed
in the new situation, weren't they?
And I agree with you that I feel like we owe them that at least if we're going to ask them to put their lives at risk and do things most of us choose not to do, there's only a small percent of the population that serves, then let's give them the tools to make a successful transition back. And that's why I wrote the book.
Right. Well, this is so important, and this is why for 16 years now, more than 16 years, Lita, I've been telling my audience, if you get a chance to hire a veteran, if you have the opportunity to interview and to give a veteran a chance to work for you, by all means, do it. And you know, the thing that people, if you're the prospective veteran, and you've got a veteran sitting in front of you looking for a job, you know, you should help them out a little bit. When you see things on their resume that looks a little militarized, you should really understand. One thing I think people need to understand, Lita, is the United States Army, the United States military is not run by the generals. It's not run by the colonels. It's not even run by the captains, which I was one time, and a commander of a unit one time. I command company, but that I didn't really run that company. My NCOs ran the company. America, most people don't realize it, but if you see a unit taking a hill, if you see a group of people accomplishing something in the field, the top person in that group will be a sergeant, not a lieutenant, not a captain, not a colonel. If you see training going on, nine times out trainer is an NCO, is an enlisted man or enlisted person, not an officer. And that's amazing skills that you don't get coming right out of high school, going right into the workforce, Lita.
Right. You know, and from the hiring manager's perspective, I think a lot of, especially corporate hiring managers, they want to do the right thing. They, first of all, don't know how. But second of all, you know, if that isn't every veteran is right for every job. And I think as civilians, we do make a lot of assumptions about a former military person. Assume they all want to be leaders and they want to take charge.
Right.
Not every veteran does. I teach a class at the Air Force Academy, and one guy raised his hand and said, I don't want to lead anymore. You know, I've done that. But everybody keeps looking at me saying,
But that doesn't mean that his leadership skills aren't needed. You don't have to lead a team to leader.
Exactly. Completely agree with you.
So your book is called Your Next Mission, folks. It's all about talking about a personal branding guide for the military to civilian transition.
Mm-hmm.
Your Next Mission. Tell us where it's available, please.
Well, it's available on my website, which is yournextmissionbook.com. It's also available on Amazon. And really what I'm looking is to get hiring managers. Book.
Right.
For veterans.
There you go. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages.
Thank you.
With Lita Citroen, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what she's accomplishing for these very important people in our lives. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.